Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 2nd of April of the year 2020. We're all getting over our April Fool's pranks of yesterday. Happy birthday today to Michael Fassbender, Charlemagne, Marvin Gaye, Alec Guinness, and Hans Christian Andersen, the hot bad boys of battle, movies, music, and fairy tales, respectively. I hear Charlemagne was a big banger.
He's a big sausage.
They called him Charlemagne the God, right?
Oh, yeah. Are we talking about the radio guy?
No, we're talking about Charlemagne.
Is that... that's a K.D. Lang song, isn't it?
I'm talking about the historical figure of Charlemagne who fought people with a sword.
My references are very skewed.
In history, on this day in 1513, Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon sighted Florida. The next day, he went ashore. The day after that, the first Florida man was in a newsworthy incident involving an alligator, some fraud, and an industrial quantity of meth. Celebrations today include National Ferret Day and World Autism Awareness Day, so take the time to pet your local ferret or not pet your local autistic friend. They don't often like that. It's a feature of the...
feature of being human.
Feature of being human is not to enjoy being petted.
As a rule.
particularly if you have issues with being petted. Your guest today, who you've just heard, is Alison Spittle, Flapjack Lumberjack. How are you doing? This is the third leg of your tour to reinstitute the demechanisation of flapjacking.
I'm good. I'm gaining confidence. Maybe the first two times I've been on, I've been unsure of the ground that I'm standing on. But now I'm confident enough to interrupt you at the beginning of the podcast.
Well, yeah, you've sort of gone off. You've come back a couple of weeks later. You've had a chance to listen to the uproarious feedback of our fans between these few episodes that we've had. They seem to love you.
Well, they've all been quarantined too, so I can feel their love. I've now set up a OnlyFans account. So you can see secret pictures of me cutting flapjacks very slowly or very fast, depending on your taste. Maple syrup or golden. Depending on your taste.
Sounds hot.
Thank you. They just come out of the oven.
Our top story today is The Last Post is cancelled news.
What did it do?
Well, we'll find out from you later on in this episode. But first, some headlines. In the news today, fear of potatoes has gripped the citizens of a remote Australian town after some confusion about whether they are an edible vegetable or the devil eggs of a large starchy demon bird. Professional Welsh immigrant Tom Jones remarked, "I'm not the famous Tom Jones or the Tom Jones from the novel. I'm professional Welshman Tom Jones, recently arrived in Australia, and I'm offended that you think to ask a Welsh person about potatoes. That's a damaging stereotype about the Irish. And the fact that you don't know the difference between the Irish and the Welsh makes me want to hit you with our national vegetable, the Eisteddfod. Also, yes, I am indeed deathly afraid of these devil eggs from the large starchy demon bird." When asked what it meant to be a professional Welshman, he said boyo loudly and then demanded £50 while menacingly brandishing a leek. And a crisis has hit the London theatre community after Dorian Sutley Trust Fund head director of the Royal National Young Vic Albert Gobier Theatre was sacked for being insufficiently sexually suggestive. Actor Tristan Dorian Daddy Money said, quote, "This is the theatre, and if the head director refuses to swan about and say things like, 'The head director will direct your head, ducky,' then how can we be expected to put on the compelling, thrusting, interesting new work that's made London the finest home of theatre you can get off-Broadway?" At the time of recording, the theatre was putting on a revival of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, but it was just a vet trying to resuscitate Andrew Lloyd Webber's poor drowned cats.
Is there an interval in that?
15-minute interval, just so you can go refresh yourself and weep over the sad death of the tragic cats. Look, it's better than the movie version, let me tell you. I've seen it. It's brilliant. Although, presumably, as it goes on, it'll get more smelly. And in sports news now, the Ukrainian hammer-throwing team have once again beaten the Belgian national egg and spoon squad in an ongoing prank they call Hammers Are Stronger Than Eggs and Spoons, You Tiny Fools. The event, which takes place in a car park at the former Soviet Institute of Former Soviet Institutes, sees the hammer-throwing team throw hammers at the Belgians, who complain, "These people aren't even a hammer-throwing team, they're just thugs who've been to a hardware store and throw hammers. We just want to carry our precariously balanced eggs in peace." Russian President Vladimir Putin said, "Looks like the yoke's on them," a joke that had been in development in the Russian Ministry of Being Normal for the last 6 weeks. And that's all we have time for your headlines today. It's now time for your ads section, because the world's been feeling pretty apocalypse-y of late, and spending money on shit's a good way to get an adrenaline rush. At Chicken of Babylon, we're making fast food the old-fashioned way, slowly and without flavour. We take zero herbs and spices and add nothing to the chicken. In fact, you catch and kill the chicken. We're not even a business. I'm just a person standing next to a chicken asking you to murder that chicken. If you don't want to murder the chicken, try any one of our range of delicious vegan chicken substitutes. Chicken of Babylon. It's just round the corner. Sometimes everything in your life seems empty. The world is full of empty space. Space between atoms, space between lovers, space in your glass. Fill up your life just a little bit with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is enough of something to be something, but it's not so much that it's too much. Remember, if it's unbearable being you, half a glass of water might be the moment you need to get some f***ing perspective. Half a glass of water is a subsidiary of Indifference Incorporated. Warning, the perspective through the bottom of the glass may be distorted. Consult your friends and relatives for support. Surveys say that 90% of parents are too busy to look after their children, and that 99% of archers don't have any opportunity to use archery in their day-to-day lives. William Tell Childcare changes all that. Give us your child and an apple, and our archers will keep them safe, still, and quietly pressed against the nearest tree of your choice. But remember to pay our invoices, or we'll shoot the apple of your eye in the apple or the eye. William Tell Childcare. Sign up today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for your top story today, cancellation news. Alison Spittle, you are our social justice warrior correspondent. What has happened with The Last Post?
So The Last Post has been cancelled.
Oh, devastating.
I'm delighted. I am I take nothing but joy in the cancellation of The Last Post, because I think they've done wrong.
What have we done? What have we done? We do our best to bring you daily news that's only facts. We try to be sensitive about people.
Well, in the current climate, because of cancellations of events and cuts to general stuff, it's been hard to make money lately. And The Last Post has become desperate in his attempt to make money. And
I mean, that's true. We do host a lot of very suspect ads.
Yes, and you've been cashing in lately on the fear that people have of the thing that's going around at the moment.
Yes.
And you have been filling empty hand sanitizer bottles with phlegm and Echo Falls and reselling them. And somebody has tested it. And I am here to tell you, you are cancelled.
I mean, look, our branded merch line is, yes, hastily cobbled together, yes, insufficiently tested, yes, from extremely dodgy factories out the back of people's cars.
Yes.
But I stand by our honest desire to make money in as quick a way as possible. Is there not an honour in that, Alison Spittle? Isn't there something beautifully honest about our blatant willingness to exploit people and put their lives really in danger just to make a quick buck?
Well, it's not about that. It's also about the message that your stuff has put forward. I mean, when you take out this fake hand sanitizer and you spill it onto your hands, it spells out a slur.
Yes, it does spell out a slur. We couldn't have anticipated that because the testing process was indeed non-existent.
Yes.
The problem, I think, there was that we sourced the phlegm from racists and we didn't realise that that wouldn't be washed out of the phlegm in the
because
process.
That's where they get their racism from.
It's all spit-based.
It's all spit-based, yes. That's the saying in my life. It's all spit-based, baby.
That's why racists are so phlegmy when they shout.
Exactly, exactly. It's the bile. It comes out.
So you can tell a real angry racist is the spittle flying out of the corner of their mouths and being collected by our last post merch creators.
And I come from a generation of racists. I mean, that's why my second name is Spittle. It's like a Cooper.
Just a very phlegmy family.
Oh, so phlegmy. So phlegmy. We were called Fleming for a little while, but then one of my ancestors founded bacteria and we tried to distance ourselves from him.
Is there any other news in cancellation news, or is it just the last post that's going under this week?
Well, you need to make an apology. So you need to...
That is true.
Yeah.
I do need to make an apology.
And then I need to not accept that apology.
Oh,
if that's
yeah, you're
okay.
Right.
Because you haven't said it right.
True, of course. We here at The Last Post deeply regret any offence...
Deeply regret?
Yes, deeply regret...
Deeply?
Any offence that may have been taken from our actions.
Who's taking offence? Who?
The people who are taking offence. We are growing and learning.
Yeah. This is me reacting to you.
We are growing and learning and we'll do better in future. I did not realise that the hand sanitizer was full of racist phlegm. I should have checked that. That's on me.
You said it was free trade as well. Fair trade.
I did say it was fair trade, but the racists were paid reasonably, which is another thing that I'm really sorry for. We shouldn't have paid the racists. And I regret that at the time that I was working with the best information that I had, which was that racists are people too.
Sorry, someone came in and I just felt deeply ashamed.
For this whole situation, we should all be deeply ashamed.
They just came in where you're like, racists are people too, and I'm nodding.
Sorry,
have they stepped into LBC?
I would like to apologise for anyone who was offended by the slur, any racists who were offended by having their spit stolen. I would like to apologise to the free market for trying to put my finger on the scales of justice and to move the invisible hand of the market in order to give myself pleasure at the cost of others. And that's all we have time for the top story for today. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can write a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and Foil of the Day, that's you, Alison Spittle.
Yes.
I've been listening to your daily shows since the early 90s. In fact, it's my only source of trusted news. But something has always bothered me. You repeatedly assert that this is the most final of worlds. How do you know that to be true? And if so, how long have we got? I've been putting money aside for a pension, but I'm thinking of blowing it all and buying a boat to sail to New Zealand. The truth will out, Alice. Your adoring servant, Dionysus. Thank you for your offer of service.
Dionysus? What a
Dionysus,
strange second name she has.
It's an odd name there, but look, this is the most final of worlds as far as I know. As far as I know, there is only one universe in existence, and this is it. Although some recent emails that have been coming into my email inbox have made me potentially doubt that. There are some theories about quantum multiplicity, ways in which universes align with each other or parallel to one another. At the moment, I'm not willing to believe that. I think I am the only version of myself, but I will keep you updated on anything else that might come up with that. Any notes on that, Alison Spittle?
I think you're the best version of yourself, Alice.
I am the best me I can be.
I think so. You definitely try it, and it's beautiful, and it reflects. This is just a genuine observation.
Don't be nice. This is comedy.
No, I refuse.
Let's go back to the racism.
Okay.
And more of your letters tomorrow. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, you idiot, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. They'll make more sense of the ones that are happening now. Your guest today on the podcast was Alison Spittle. Alison, have you got anything to plug? The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. And as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.